Hell's straighter.
Look at that. Time for this week's Catching Up With, and happy to be joined by Britton Colquitt, one of the best golfers on the team, actually. This guy is really good. All the specialists are pretty good.
Woo! I tell the middle!
What is it about golf that you and Brew and McManus are all pretty good? Is it the routine?
I think it's very similar to a golfer as far as, well, for one, we're not, you know, getting our heads beat in every day. but it's everything's mental, you know, it's very mental. You're in a way, you're on a team, but you got an individual battle you're doing. So you're essentially a golfer out there. With kicking especially, you know, there's different areas on the field where I'm using a different club in my bag, so to speak.
Yeah, sure.
So for me personally, it's like that. And then probably the more obvious reason is because we have a whole lot more time than anybody else on the team.
Oh, my gosh.
That was beginner's luck.
Beginners, you just walk right up and grab someone else's club.
That was beginner's luck.
Okay, so I've been trying to get better for a long time, and you got to tell me if I'm any good, okay?
All right, I'll tell you.
I'm not. I'm bad, okay? And I'm playing in jeans and Red Wing work shoes. Okay.
That was good, man.
It went straight.
That was good. It was straight as an arrow.
I hit the turf, but it went straight.
Yeah. Another reason golf is very similar to kicking is it is the repetitions. You know, I can't just show up for a game and expect to hit the ball, you know, like I should.
Yeah.
Whereas, now this doesn't, not to take anything away from other guys, but obviously they're not tackling during the week.
Right.
They're not full tackling. But yet you can do it on the weekends because it's a mindset. It's something like that.
Right.
Whereas golf and kicking, it's all about repetition and muscle memory and things like that.
When you hear Super Bowl expectations, you know, guys that let them go out kicking and screaming, how does that resonate for you guys when you have to maintain? You know how important your job is,
right?
But it doesn't mean you can turn up the juice because that might affect you. How does that affect you guys, and how do you turn that into motivation, I guess?
We know that when you got such a good defense, such a good offense, you don't want to be the team that hurts yourself. You know, you don't want to be the guy that hurts your team. So you just have to, you know, every day, really, it's hard for us to be professional with our personalities and our positions. So we have to figure out times to be our, you know, kid self, which is before and in the locker room and after, like right now. And then I got to turn back into an adult when I get home.
That's right.
For my two kids and my wife.
Right.
But you just have to be a pro, you know. We're paid to do what we do, and we have to just, when we get out on that field, even though there's a lot of downtime, a lot of time that we could be practicing our golf swing on our third field, we have to do little drills, do things that'll, you know, get us better and make us that, you know, shoulder for the offense or the defense that they can lean on if they're not having a good game, because we just got to be consistent, you know. We have to do our job every game, every time we're out there. And hopefully we'll get to that spot, you know. Happy Gilmore to end it?
Yeah, now we'll just kind of – oh, I was going to say it's great to stop shooting. You want to try and Happy Gilmore, I'll just get out of the way.
Yeah. I might have made it to the course.
That was incredible.